This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas Speedway in Kansas City, Kansas is gearing up for its busiest weekend. Even though NASCAR is dealing with downward trends in TV ratings and attendance. But as KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, smaller racetracks around here are still drawing crowds.
East of Odessa, Missouri, along I-70, what's left of the beat-up, rusty I-70 Speedway sign towers over the vacant property and tall weeds. Kansas City-based developer Chris Payne bought the facility over the summer. In 1993, there weren't enough seats in the grandstands to contain this crowd for a touring stock car series that had Odessa as one of its stops. Payne also owns Heartland Motorsports Park in Topeka and says his intent in this market is to revive two Missouri tracks, the half-mile I-70 Oval and Kansas City International Raceway, a drag strip that once also thrived.
It needs a small, intimate track like I-70 that's open to almost anybody. And in the same token, we need a track like Heartland that can cater to the show, to the what you see on television.
A drag racer at heart, Payne admits he's a biased investor.
Racing's a passion of mine, and that guides some of my financial decisions, right or wrong. There's much better investments as an investor, without a doubt.
In 2008, there were 40 tracks in Missouri and 30 in Kansas. 10 years later, it's down to 31 in Missouri and 26 in Kansas. One of them is Valley Speedway in Grain Valley, not far from the I-70 track. Drivers compete weekly here from April through the end of this month.
Come on in.
Dennis?
How you doing?
Dennis Schrout sold his motorcycle shop 10 years ago to buy Valley Speedway.
I thought, well, this sounds like fun. About like everybody else, this sounds kind of like fun and not much work. Well, I was wrong.
Schrout has worked through some major hurdles, like battling with Grain Valley over noise regulations, and enduring a track's worst nightmare in 2012, a fatality. But there are a dozen tracks within a 100-mile radius of Kansas City, and Schrout says,
there's too many tracks, to be quite honest with you. Everybody's kind of struggling.
NASCAR testing took place at Kansas Speedway last month during what has been a troubling season. Gone are the sport's biggest names like Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Carl Edwards, and Tony Stewart. They attracted interest at the grassroots level beyond the hardcore fan, says Mark Olson, who used to run Lakeside Speedway in Kansas City, Kansas.
He knows what Tony Stewart eats for breakfast. I'm sorry, I don't, but he does. The fan I always wanted to get was that casual fan.
For a while, Lakeside did, and so did NASCAR. ESPN reported in August that NASCAR ticket revenue peaked in 2007 at more than $467 million, but it changed after the 2008 recession, dropping by more than 50%. The drop in attendance at the NASCAR level carried over to the local tracks. Olson got out of the business, and Lakeside since then has been operating under a change in ownership. When news of the redevelopment of the I-70 complex reached Shroud and Grain Valley, he says he was surprised.
Well, I just don't see any way that the amount of money it's going to take to get it back in shape and make it a profitable venture, I don't understand that at all.
No matter to Chris Payne, he has his pedal to the metal when it comes to the I-70 track. He says he's spending several million dollars above the purchase price of almost $2 million to shape up the complex.
Hopefully it will be there for decades to come.
Payne targets next summer for the reopening, but still needs the required permits and zoning changes. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.